Mainly because I had been interested in sort of building crystal radio
Oh, you,
sets, and
okay.
at home I had purchased like science kits through the mail, you know, to do science experiments, and I really liked the electronics things. And so at that point I chose the electrical engineer and I did a report on it. And so that became sort of the default assumption about what I was going to become. But then when I got into high school and discovered a great interest in mathematics, this teacher, Mrs. Thomas, tried to encourage me to think about going into mathematics.
Oh, really?
But what I discovered with a little bit of investigation was that actually I could do both. That is, that electrical engineering was quite mathematical, and so that I could combine an interest in electronics with an interest in mathematics through studying electrical engineering.
Oh, I see.
And so Mrs. Thomas, through her husband, arranged for me to visit a professor at the University of Colorado. His name was Frank Barnes, in electrical engineering, since I had expressed an interest in that. So I went up with my dad one Saturday and met with Professor Barnes. And later on, when I went to the University of Colorado as an undergraduate in electrical engineering, I sort of grabbed onto him as a mentor and advisor, and I did some undergraduate research with him, and I've maintained a relationship with him ever since. So I've known him for about 40 years. He's still a professor there. He was a fairly new, young professor at the time. He was quite an influence in terms of
I see.
getting involved in research
And research.
while I was an undergraduate.